Good morning, Ryersonians. My name is Gemma Dorlars.
And I'm Cole Broxham, and this is Rye Report. We are bringing you the top stories of the week.
This week on the show, we will talk about the departure of a beloved street busker, the victory of Bianca Andreescu, and the hashtag #IStandWithCarol.
Plus, a new federally funded French-speaking university coming to Ontario.
Yonge and Dundas Square is known for its hustle and bustle, but the constant noise in front of the Eaton Centre may not be as overwhelming anymore. Not because of the decrease in summer tourists, but because the constant tapping of drumsticks on plastic buckets will no longer be heard. Duckman has played at Yonge and Dundas Square for 2 years, and in that time has become known for his bright yellow costume and intricate drum beats. However, on Sunday, Duckman packed his buckets for good and headed home. Home being Japan. He says his visa is expiring and will be returning to Japan this week, but has hopes to return soon. His absence in Yonge and Dundas will certainly be known to the general public and the Ryerson community.
A Canadian made tennis history this week. Mississauga-born Bianca Andreescu became Canada's first Grand Slam singles champion. The 19-year-old achieved this title on Saturday, September 7th, after an impressive victory over Serena Williams in the U.S. Open in New York. Williams had won the championship 23 times until her match with Andreescu. Andreescu beat Williams by winning the best 2 of 3 sets, winning 6 games in the first set and 7 in the second. Andreescu's victory came after her last match with Williams at the Rogers Cup in Toronto. Williams was forced to concede that match to Andreescu due to an injury during the first set. This latest victory marks the 17th in Andreescu's win streak, starting back in March of 2019.
A former union employee at Ryerson's Equity and Community Inclusion office marched in the Labor Day parade last Monday with a group of supporters. Carol Sutherland was fired while on medical leave last January. The medical leave started after a panic attack due to workplace stress. She was terminated after refusing to go to a psychiatrist recommended to her by Ryerson. The psychiatrist she wanted to go to was closer to her house and easier to get to. By marching in the Labor Day parade with OPSU, sporting #IStandWithCarol t-shirts, she hopes to raise awareness to her cause, Black Workers Matter. She wants to hold institutions accountable for their actions against racialized people. Sutherland has a negotiation meeting with Ryerson and OPSU on October 17th. She hopes that there will be a high student turnout.
Ontario might be getting a French language university after all. On Saturday, both the federal and provincial governments published statements agreeing to fund a new French language university. Premier Doug Ford's government had scrapped the proposed school back in November to cut costs, much to the dismay of many French-speaking Ontario residents. But the province announced last week that it had secured half the funding for the project and asked the federal government to pick up the rest. The two governments signed a formal commitment to work together to establish the school. The document states that the federal government will pay no more than half the estimated $126 million price for the project. The Ontario government says that the school will be located in southwestern Ontario and should take about 8 years to complete.
This has been Gemma Dorlars.
And I am Cole Broxham. You've been listening to the Rye Report. Tune in next week for Ryerson's top stories.